It's time for Living Your Purpose, a motivational and inspirational podcast with Peter and Joyce Nielsen.
Hey, everybody. Welcome to Living Your Purpose podcast. I'm Peter Nielsen with my lovely wife, Joyce. And we're just excited that you're here. If you like this content, or if you're a first-time viewer or listener, just click that subscribe button below so that you can catch us every week. Today, we have a special guest. Going back a year ago, I had the opportunity of meeting this doctor from Israel, and he was in the United States, and we just clicked. And his name is Dr. Yaakov Jiva, and he was the founder of the Life Watch going back years ago. He has a new company called G Medical Innovations. It's global, and we're excited to talk to him. So let's get started right now. And like I said, I just want to introduce someone who I call a friend, a partner. Doctor, thank you so much for taking time. I know that you're halfway around the world in Israel, but why don't you just tell the listeners all over the world and the viewers on how you got into this category and how you got into the education for you to start inventing some of this amazing medical innovation?
Well, thank you for asking the question. I have to tell you that when I had to decide what do I go and study in the university, and I had two wishes which I wanted to achieve. One is maybe going to medical school, the other one is going to engineering school. And I have to say that my father helped me to go to engineering school because he had a brush factory, and he said, who is going to manage this factory when I will when I will walk away one way? And I went to engineering school, and I did mechanical engineering and nuclear physics, and started in the industry on developing new automatic machines, robots, then the first electronic teleprinter in the world, then had a project with the U.S. Navy on a very special project, and so on. And then I went to a company called Vishay Intertechnology, and a U.S. company that is, their headquarters are in Malvern, Pennsylvania. Became the chief engineer of the company 10 years, and then started my old love, which called medicine. Went to and opened my first company, developing, developing the first one-lead ECG remote from anywhere in the world. And then developed a series of products in the space of telemedicine, from cardiology to pulmonology to asthmatics, COPD, CF, whatever we developed. And in November of 1999, we went public in Switzerland, in Zurich. We took the company public there. We had a fantastic IPO. And a month later, I acquired a company from a court in Chicago called LifeWatch. We acquired the company for $11 million and sold the company later for over $300 million. So we did a multiple.
Amazing. Life. Just amazing.
In 2015, I started G Medical. Sold LifeWatch, started G Medical. And in 2021, we went public on NASDAQ. So we did a nice IPO on NASDAQ. In between engineering school and LifeWatch, I did two PhDs, one in the UK, one in France, in business administration, mainly in valuation analysis of companies, wrote books. Now I'm in the middle of the third book. Hopefully, we'll finish the book in a couple of weeks and get it printed. Then I met you, which was, you know, an amazing meeting. And we decided to do something together. And here we are. We are going on air with three fantastic products, maybe four, and down the road, more products to help the public to maintain their health, to help people that are suffering from different diseases to manage their disease. And I'm always saying, when doctors are telling me that they are taking care of your health, they are not. They are great doctors, but they are taking care of your disease.
Right.
We are taking care of our health. Either yes or not, it depends on us. But doctors are never, never taking care of your health. So here we are with G-Medical, with you, me, Joyce, and others that are going to help people to maintain their health. And we want to give them the best products, FDA-approved products, only FDA-approved products, and not, you know, the rubbish that is sold all over for $10, $20. People are buying all of this rubbish, and it doesn't mean anything. Here is a, you see a watch that tells you that you can do everything with the watch. It's a piece of rubbish. You can buy it for $5. Can you measure something with it? Nothing. Probably or hardly the time, which is now. That's it. But people are buying it. And so this is where we are. I am proud to be in this industry for more than 35 years, helping people, saves people's life. I have a bunch of letters from people that were almost on the other side of the globe. You know, the other side of the globe, it's a one-way ticket. Well, we saved their life. We brought them back. And this is what it is. I mean, it's not the money that drives you. It's really helping people to save their lives or to find a problem that you can, the doctors then can take care of their disease.
Agreed, agreed.
This is it.
One of the main products that you're known for is the Prisma. And a lot of our listeners, I don't think, are familiar with the Prisma. Would you like to talk a little bit about that and why you invented it?
Yes. Maybe I will mention something which people doesn't know, but I have more than 45 FDA-approved products during my career.
Wow.
And more than 45 patents during my career. But going back to the Prisma, Joyce, which is a good question.
And this is what it looks like.
Yeah, a very simple product, but there is nothing like this. Nothing like this. We thought that it is not enough for a physician to decide what is that you are suffering from or what is the reason that you are complaining. What makes you complaining to a doctor? Doctor, I have this pain. Doctor, I feel dizzy. I feel palpitation. I feel this and that. And we thought that we need to develop a product that is a vital sign product. It's not one vital, it's more than one. So we developed an ECG, including oxygen saturation, including body temperature, including blood pressure that the product can receive from an external blood pressure, including measuring your glucose level from an external product, and so on. So then we can present to a doctor a report that has all of these, and the doctor can say, okay, it looks good, you're okay, or there is something that we have not thought about. You're suffering from low oxygen saturation, and this is why you're suffering from constant headaches. It's not your heart, It's not your body temperature. It's not your diabetes. It's not it is oxygen saturation. And so we have to find out why you're suffering from low oxygen saturation. It was a big, for me, it was a big fight during the years, paving the way for doctors to accept the fact that we are a body that has a lot of different organs and things can go wrong, and it's not only your heart.
Right.
And what happened, suddenly we had a guest arriving in 2019 that we couldn't see, we couldn't smell, we couldn't touch. It was Corona, COVID-19, a virus that nobody knew about it. People were dying all over, millions of people. People went to the doctor and they have been infected by Corona, and then the doctors didn't know what to do because there was no vaccine, there is no drugs, there is no nothing. What happened as a result, people have basically closed themselves, shut themselves within the four walls of their house and were afraid to go out to be infected by Corona. But they didn't have the product, the device to measure themselves and send the data remotely instead of going to the doctor, sitting at their waiting room and get infected there, or in the emergency room in the hospital. And this was the proof of telemedicine. Why we need telemedicine? Why we need a Prisma that has the capability of doing vital signs measure?
You know, and if I could add, for people that have followed my career, listened to this podcast, the TV show globally, Peter's Principles. When you and I met, you know, I meet a lot of people, but when you and I met, my biggest motto is be the CEO of your own body. And we, at least in America, are living in a sick care system. And again, I'm not looking to create any enemies, but the pharmaceutical companies a lot of times control the doctors, and it's the tail wagging the dog, and only the rich can afford good medical treatment, where a doctor will, you know, telemedical a video, and it just, here I am for 35 years being on television and the Today Show. God bless me with my own half-hour show, radio show. And I'm into prevention, prevention, prevention. And then people go to the doctor and they're not getting better, or they're taking a pill and, you know, they're trying to put a Band-Aid over a big, big hole. So when you and I met, I just could not believe on how ahead of the curve you are globally. And I just commend you. And I was super excited. I mean, it took a year of us getting to know each other, negotiating, coming together, earning each other's trust. But I am super excited. I mean, think about it. G Medical Innovations was, and you could explain it better than me, was mostly from you guys to the hospital, to the doctors. So it was getting these devices in practitioners' hands and stuff. And now it's like we're developing a business within a business, where we're going direct to consumer, where people could literally, I mean, think about this. This blows my mind. With all my health clubs, if someone had hypertension, I would basically, every single exercise physiologist or in my physical therapy businesses, before a person would even be treated, the cuff would go on, We take their temperature, make sure their blood pressure is good, and it took some time. And to know that you have literally a blood pressure watch that looks so damn cool that someone could go on, you know, gwellness.com, gmedwellness.com, and literally buy this, and it's operating throughout the whole day so that it keeps an honest person honest, is mind-boggling. So I just want to say thank you for your passion, for even your dad directing you to become, you know, that master engineer that had such innovation in your mind. You and I, we have the same similar goal. We both, before we take our last breath, want to help as many people with their health. That is our common denominator. You live in Israel, I live in Milford, Michigan, and we're like brothers from another mother. And we have the same goals. So can you, while we're on this watch, can you just explain? And I put together videos that actually today will be online on my social media platform, Peter N. Nielsen. And we also have a GMed Wellness Facebook group, as well as an Instagram that's coming along. But this is just mind-boggling to me. I've been in the business, you know, for most of my entire life. So can you just explain on how this works so that someone, I mean, think about it. If someone does have diabetes, usually a good percentage of them have high hypertension. If someone's morbidly obese, 100 pounds overweight, a lot of them have hypertension. So hypertension is something we need to pay attention to. And here you have something that, you know, you don't have to go out and press a button and put it on your cuff and wait for it to beep and then for it to tell you. Can you explain this magnificent invention that you put together?
I must tell you a story of myself. Usually I don't tell stories about myself. I have to tell you a real story. 25 years ago, we were talking about the sleep apnea, isn't it? And we will talk about sleep apnea
yes.
in a minute, the products that we are going also to offer the public. I had suddenly I started with terrible headaches. At a certain point, I couldn't move my head. I was like sitting and couldn't move my head, and I didn't have a relief for 1 minute around the clock. And I went to doctors, and we did all the tests in the world, and they've spent tons of money on me to find out what is the problem. And I landed on a flight from New York to Frankfurt. I landed in Frankfurt to meet a doctor who was my customer. And this doctor was specializing in sleep apnea. So when I was coming out of the aircraft, he was waiting for me, and he said, "Jacob, your face is so red. Something is wrong with you." I said, "I know something is wrong with me because I have terrible headaches." And he said, "Look, I'm going to bring my blood pressure cuff, and I'm going to bring my oxygen, you know, this big unit, and I'm going to bring my ECG, three big devices, and I will bring you to the hotel, you go to bed, and I will connect you to the devices, and in the morning I will see what happened during the night." I can tell you, I almost didn't sleep for more than 5 minutes. The headaches were like making me crazy. In the morning, He was checking what happened during the night. I was about to die. My oxygen saturation went down to 76. 76, it's like you have to be hospitalized immediately, much earlier. My heart rate went down to 32 beats per minute.
Wow.
I could die in Germany the same night. And what I learned is that we have to find a way to test ourselves and not waiting for a miracle. Me going down in Frankfurt, meeting a doctor that will tell me that this is my problem. And my problem was, you have to reduce 10 kilos of your weight, he told me. Otherwise, you will die. You will die. And I reduced 10 kilos of my weight in really short time. And here is the miracle. My headaches, like, went away. That was 25 years ago. And this is exactly what happens today with a lot of people that doesn't know that the only problem they have is low oxygen saturation, which creates a lot of problems. High blood pressure. People are not used to put a cuff on their arm. I mean, how many people you know that have a blood pressure device at home? I mean, minimal. So coming in, exactly, coming in with the watch, with the ring, and with the electronic scale that we have, that is all of what we have mentioned here is FDA cleared, makes the whole difference. And the possibility of being able to download the information that you are measuring now with those devices, creating one report, which it's embedded already in our service, and the consumer/patient can produce the report and send it to his doctor.
So with the watch, then, you also would want to get the ring, and this is what the ring looks like, and this monitors the oxygen level and the heart
exactly.
rate, correct?
Exactly.
Yeah. Nice and easy peasy, no big equipment.
And explain the importance, explain the importance during COVID. People would basically, one of the first things they did when they went into the hospital was they basically then try to get their oxygen. And if their oxygen was, what, below 90 or something, or, you know, then some of them went right to respirators or to ventilators, and they never, ever came home. You know, so testing is so vitally important. So can you explain the importance, especially if you have, my dad died of emphysema, and he was a heavy drinker, and it affected his, when he was young, he had chronic asthma, and then he smoked and smoked and smoked. And I remember he died at 49 years young. And he was sucking for oxygen. At the end, they gave him oxygen through his nose. But my point is, what Joyce was saying is that this ring could save someone's life by showing that there's critical mass possibly happening before they even feel it. And explain, though, how important it is. Knowledge is power. I mean, this is just amazing, and we're going to be coming out with another ring that is even sexy.
More beautiful.
It is beautiful, man. I mean, it's like you want to wear it. It's just, it's hot.
Like
it's beautiful.
Like your wedding ring.
Yes.
So why is this important? Smokers, drinkers, heavy, obese. Their lungs, COPD, their lungs are so bad that they cannot absorb the oxygen. And when they cannot absorb oxygen, like asthmatics, the small airways are blocked. The large airways are blocked. And when they are blocked to the level of about 50%, they are just collapsing. Now, they don't, until they arrive there, they don't feel anything. Everything is okay. Suddenly, boom, they collapse. With having the ring and seeing, controlling your oxygen, because you know that you are a COPD patient. You know that you are an emphysema patient.
Right.
You know that you are a bloody smoker. Just monitor your oxygen.
Yeah.
Because if you want to survive, and I don't think that those patients are living long years because their lungs are blocked. They are just, you know, when you see their x-ray of their lungs, they're black.
That's what happened with my dad. He couldn't even get, he needed like a heart, a valve that was so damaged, and the doctor said, it's a double-edged sword. He's not going to survive the surgery because his lungs look like they're 95 years old. He showed us the stuff. You know, and to watch someone that you love suffer like that is just, it's crazy. The beautiful thing for people maybe that are just tuning in right now with G Medical Innovations, I'm here with Dr. Yaakov Jiva. He's in from Israel. We've partnered together going back this April of 2024. And the beautiful thing is that knowledge is powerful. So if I live in Michigan and Joyce and I are in Florida, and God forbid I go down, I could have this Prisma, and I could basically have some of the devices like the blood pressure watch, the SpO2 ring for oxygen. It could all go into database and be sent to whatever doctor, because what ends up happening, if someone goes down that you love, what is the first thing you're doing? You're calling your cardiologist, you're calling your GI doctor, you're calling your general practitioner, you're trying to get a quarterback to get all the data to the person in the hospital that wants to do 42 tests to determine what's going on, where if you show them all this data, and we could, you could put it in a Word document, you could put it in a PowerPoint document, they got it. And it could save your life. And I know that Joyce and I, we walk every day. We walk like 4 or 5 miles a day. And maybe once a week, Joyce will get on a scale. And I know there's a whole lot of scales out there, but this is the real deal. And we put together this smart body fat scale that also connects to an app that basically is just amazing. So can you explain the scale a little bit?
Yeah. So the scale that you have just showed is not just a scale. It provides a handful of information that the doctor, that will help the doctor to determine a problem. Water in your bones, fat, the level of fat, and a lot of parameters. But let's talk about for a second about patients that are having congestive heart failure. They have to measure their blood pressure and their weight sometimes 3 times a day. Why? Because the heart is functioning like 20% of the capacity. And so the lungs are, they are filling out with water.
Edema.
And now you have to drain out the water. How do you drain out the water if you don't know that you have water? So when you go on a scale which we are presenting, which is a plus minus 50 grams of accuracy. Then, when the patient is walking on the scale, we know how much really he gained water, and we know how much, what is the level of the blood pressure that he is now measuring, together with the scale, not with the cuff, with the watch. Now assume that those two parameters are arriving in real time to the doctor because it is automatic. We can program the units. So it is automatic for the patient to send the data to the physician. And in congestive heart failure issues, I mean, it is imperative to receive the data immediately, because the doctor can tell the patient, take the pill, this pill or another pill, to urinate, because you have to urinate immediately. Otherwise, you will just find yourself on the floor.
That's how my dad passed with congestive heart failure, where he literally drowned in his own lungs.
Yeah. So I'm saying it is covering really the whole spectrum, from really being healthy and maintaining your health and maintaining your weight, to the far extreme of congestive heart failure, where those patients are now much more flexible with the technologies that we will be selling and serving those patients, because we will be offering also the service for the ones that want our service, our monitoring service, on the 24/7 service. And this is what's important, because think about the patient at 3 o'clock in the morning. His doctor, her doctor, they are sleeping. They are not picking up the phone. So if they don't have what we are offering, what will they do? They either decide that they are doing nothing, and this can be catastrophic, or they rush to the emergency room. Now they are waiting until somebody will come and say, hey, hello, Mrs. Jones. What is the problem? Mrs. Jones is already dead.
Right. They're there for 6 to 12 hours before they even get in a room.
And now, maybe 3 o'clock in the morning, it's okay. She or he doesn't feel well, but the parameters are okay. Heart rate is good. The ECG is good. The oxygen saturation is good. Temperature is good. Okay. So there is nothing emergency here. There is no emergency. Now, take water, glass of water, wait a little bit. If nothing helps and you're still, you know, sometimes they're impatient and they want to see a doctor. Okay, go to the emergency room. The doctor will see you in 6 hours, but that's okay, because in the emergency room, you are not complaining. To us, you are complaining.
You know, and if I could, I just want to give everyone that's watching and listening, I'll explain just a preview and a peek of what's to come. But we have like 31 different tests that literally, you know, you do it from your own home. You know, I mean, it's just, these are just a couple of them. And it's pretty amazing on what we're doing. And that is really one of the main reasons why, after getting to know you and your heart and your soul, to truly partner with you. For people that are excited and want to learn more, they could go to gmedwellness.com. You'll be able to see videos for the scale, for the blood pressure watch, for the oxygen, the SpO2 ring, an abundance of other things. There's a phone number that you can call there for customer service. And if you have an email that you want to email us, you can email us there. You could always email me at peter@peternielsen.com. I guess the last thing before we leave, and there's been an abundance of information here, is what do you want to be remembered for, Doctor? I mean, you've lived such a beautiful, filled life. You've helped so many people already. But at the end of the day, what do you want your legacy to be remembered by?
Well, I got a diploma from the Brooks University in the UK in honor of my contribution to humanity, and this is it.
Yeah.
Contribution to humanity means helping people. Helping people all over. People that you, people that you will never meet. But right. You know, in one way or another, you have helped them to support their own life in good health. And this is what it is. The rest is not important. Money is not important here. It's what you do for people all over.
Yeah, I totally agree. And my hope and my prayer is that God protects us, guides us, leads us, directs us to touch as many people's lives as we can. Super excited to call you partner. And for anyone that is interested, and so many people have loved ones and relatives and family members that are going through issues every day. For more information, you can go to gmedwellness.com. We'll have some more information on the links below. But Doctor, we just want to say thank you. Thank you for taking the time. Thank you for being you. Thank you for your passion, your vision, and always being laser focused in what you're doing. So I'm excited for the days ahead. And again, I thank you, and Joyce, and I thank you for all that you do.
We appreciate you.
Until next week, we hope that each and every one of you have a blessed week. And it's Peter and Joyce and Dr. Yavik Jiva for Living Your Purpose podcast. Bye, everyone.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Bye-bye.